One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Death ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiancé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
So, I must tell you, I was married. I mean, I am married. Is that the problem?
She really didn't phrase that well.
Is that the problem?
She said as if she's actively in a relationship.
No context.
No context.
No context at all.
No.
God, she's so oblivious.
She's so
oblivious. Is that the problem?
And the fact that Johnny was fine with it shows how creepy he fucking
is. He's such a creeper.
He's a creeper.
He's oily. He's so oily. Yeah. Not like physically oily. He is like, he's emotionally oily.
It kind of cancels out the fact that he has a big dick.
I know. It's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate.
But he doesn't know how to use it. No.
Yeah,
no.
I think you're right on that one.
No.
Yo, this is Single Life.
This is Single Life. Single Life 2, Attack of the Trolls.
Season 2, Episode 4, Like a Virgin.
And they came hard this episode, y'all. The trolls did.
I'm still enjoying this episode or this season, except, I mean, it was actually like nausea in my stomach having to watch Jennifer and Jesse.
My stomach was turning.
Y'all, if it wasn't because y'all paid to be a part of this reality gaze extra content, I don't know if I'd watch
it. No, I would fast forward through them.
If this was on the free feed, I would say, sorry, y'all. No, I would still do it for our listeners.
I would watch for Debbie, Natalie, and maybe Sinjin because I enjoy kind of him trying to be a fuckboy again.
Yeah.
And
he's pretty clueless about life.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, really.
Yeah.
I have to say, there,
I would like to meet a gothic girl.
Yeah, a gothic girl. This show.
Possibly a nun.
It is this, y'all, this is a different show when Debbie's not a part of it.
I agree.
It doesn't feel almost like real.
No, it's a freak show.
Or it doesn't.
It's like, come look at the freaks.
It doesn't feel real.
Trolls. They're all fucking trolls.
It doesn't feel like anybody's advancing their life. It
Zero.
Just feels like, it's like 45 minutes of watching a mom and a daughter from Smother just take a bath together.
I would say that it's worse than that.
Okay.
Because there's actual love between the mother and the daughter.
That's true.
Albeit too much. The only mother-daughter pair on Smothered that I actively recoiled from was Tooth Smeller. And because it hurt my soul every time
Mom,
she would say,
"I don't want you to die,
Sarah, I'm not going to live for very long, Sarah.
Oh, Mom, I got to take care of you, Mom, forever."
And that husband who was, or that boyfriend who was totally fucking somebody else behind her back.
We still follow his gay brother on Instagram.
Oh, I get, he's always posting thirst traps. Yep,
everything's in Spanish. I can't understand a word. I don't mind.
I'm not offended by that at all.
He's handsome. Danny like Bellino or something.
Bellino?
I don't know. Pellegrino? No, that's what's his
name.
He's
a podcaster.
Danny.
We don't know it. You're never going to
Pintaro?
No, that's Full House. Not Full House. That's Who's the Boss?
Who's the Boss?
Is it? No.
She also.
That's.
If Danny Pintaro doesn't have her OnlyFans by now, then what's happening? Because that little twink got rowdy.
Oh, she's in Vegas now.
Oh, really?
She's not a twink anymore. She's old.
Oh.
I think she's our age.
Speaking of that, I'm just going to jump into this now and say, y'all. I think we're the same age as Jennifer's mom.
I wrote that down.
How does everyone feel about that?
I wrote that down.
How does everyone feel?
It is there. I wrote down Jennifer's mom is our age.
I'm pretty sure she's like full on 45.
Yeah. She looks good for 45.
You can tell where Jennifer, they look alike. Her mom's gorgeous.
When I saw her mother, I went, oh, another reminder that I'm over 40.
Yeah.
When mothers of people I'm supposed to be, I'm like, oh, I'm their age. Oh, I'm like Jennifer.
You think of yourself as Jennifer's age. Yeah. Jennifer would see you and go,
I'm like Jennifer.
And she would say, right? ¿Cómo se dice old in español?
She would not ask, ¿Cómo se dice old?
Oh,
let's talk about this car crash that is Jesse and Jennifer. One thought I had when I was watching this that I've thought about before, these are people playing out some type of script that they both have pre-written in their heads about what they will do.
I think it's that. And also, I think I feel like they are a perfect example. Perfect example of Instagram culture.
Totally.
Whereas it's all about this meme of being in the present, but you actually can't be in the present because you're continuously commenting
on the commentary.
What's going on in the present.
Oh my God, the commentary.
Like, I just want to say, Jesse, shut up. And I get it. You're in the moments to the camera. He's talking
That's
about what's
different.
Going on. But then they cut to him and he's saying the exact same thing to her in the moment.
Their whole segments are one big in the moment. Like they are talking about their feelings, which are fake. But they don't know it.
They're also not talking about their feelings, though.
No, it's a really oblique way.
It's very, in a way, it's distance. It's not, they're not, yep. It's not a vulnerable way of talking.
No.
It's not a, I feel, and talking about a deep feeling. It's more of like, don't you think this moment?
Yeah.
Isn't this moment like fire?
Oh.
Isn't this
the
moment
best representation
like,
was when he says, I'm feeling like fire emoji. Like, that just tells you that's how much he can communicate because that's how completely hobbled he is with communication.
I think a lot of people I think a lot of young people are going to have this experience.
I agree with you.
I weep
for our humanity.
It really is. I mean, good for Brene Brown that she just put a book out about naming emotions because I don't think we do it as a society. I want to get it.
I did an exercise the other day.
Atlas of the Heart. That's what it's called. Yeah.
I was doing an exercise the other day in my own therapy session where she told me to, actually, my therapist. And it was to think of times when you've experienced certain types of emotion. Like listing when you felt. Can you remember a time when you felt this?
Mm-hmm.
And because so many of us deaden ourselves.
Yeah.
And we go through life and I'm like, when's the last time I felt perplexed? When's the last time I felt really, really euphoric?
Mm. I like those questions.
Yeah. And because it just gets you to think about where and how many and how often do we experience that in a day? How many times in our day do we hit like a lull? We completely go through it
mm-hmm.
without either without either, and not really giving in to any specific emotion because we're afraid to put effort into it.
Mm-hmm. Jesse and Jennifer would be terribly confused at what
well,
you
no,
just
they
said.
Well, they would make up something. They would half-heartedly say, let's just talk about this. So they woke up in bed. I don't know if they funked or not.
I think they did. Jesse says, I feel like virgin, experiencing, whoa.
But here's the thing. I feel like they both are like Barbie and Ken. There's no genitals. That's what it feels like to me.
I feel like Yennefer has genitals. As much as she talks about wanting some good dick.
That is true. I'm saying more metaphysically.
It's very different. Even when we saw next week, it's very different than when Kakua shows up.
Oh,
and it's suddenly everything's on fire.
Even with those adult braces, y'all, I look past that. Oh,
and probably, y'all, after he fucks you, something else is probably going to be on fire. You're going to need an antibiotic because I think he gets around.
There's something about him, though, y'all.
But he's worth the Z-Pack.
Colombian dick chain, y'all.
Woo! It's up there.
Oh,
it is
just
up there.
Y'all, the girth train just drives all the way through Bucaramanga.
Yep. Little valleys.
Yeah.
Valleys and mountains.
Going deep into those valleys and glens.
Just winding mm-hmm. through that bush.
Hitting every crevice.
Like a slithering snake.
Oh, a good old-fashioned Spanish girth train.
Boy, that... Thank you, Sissy Robinson. That train...
Treno? What is train in Spanish? I should
know
this.
But thank you, Sissy Robinson. That train whistle keeps on giving. Oh, my God.
Did you just gasp looking at the whistle?
It's not an atlas. It's an index of different train call whistles.
Wow.
Wow. Brake sticking is this.
Riveting.
That's brake sticking.
I don't know if you're qualified to know how to play all these.
Oh, train backing up.
We're not doing this.
Train backing
We're
up.
We're not doing this.
We can use that when a suitor comes over. You can just blow this whistle three times. You're just coming in. You're just coming into dock. Yo. More. You know, I'm not going to blow my load on this one, but I'm just going to. This is a teaser, y'all. More train sounds are coming. We're going to go through. Ooh, we're going to learn.
We're off the rails. Remember what we said about this episode?
Off the rails. What a pun.
I meant that.
Yeah, it's going to be short.
Both of us said, we don't have a ton to say.
We don't.
But we go off on train sounds.
It's because we don't want to talk about Jesse and Jennifer.
Anyway, y'all, he keeps saying, I feel like we've been together longer.
But it's only 24 hours and I'm waking up in bed with you. And he acts like, golly, go figure. And I went, because you're on a bang trip, buddy.
Yeah.
You're trying to deepen a bang trip.
Neither one of them would ever call this a bang trip. Jennifer has already decided this is her prince. So much so that we are meeting her daughter. Only 24 hours in. Now.
Boy, Tim, you
dodged a bullet.
You dodged a really big bullet.
I don't think this would be so out of the ordinary had Jesse talked to this child via
Skype,
video chat,
FaceTime.
I don't think that's the case. I think this is the first time. And they've been talking for months. So my question, this is a big hole in the story.
They did have sex because she said, is this the best you've ever had?
They did have, you're right.
And Jesse went, yes, with no smile.
No.
He's such a sociopath.
And Jennifer's like,
face.
One of the best.
And he kind of looks at her like, but have you noticed that? Like, if somebody said, if I said to Poodle,
even a smile
Poodle,
is fake.
Is this the best sex you ever had? You would smile or you would make a face and say,
next question.
Yes. But the way he just is deadpan and goes, yes, it was.
No,
they are really robots.
Well, it is impossible. It's his illusion. It is illusion, but because neither of them can be vulnerable. So they are they are playing at being vulnerable the way they think being vulnerable is.
Uh-huh.
They're living in this game of life. They are playing the game of that is exactly what's happening here.
They are playing the game. You know what? I actually it already sunk in, but y'all, you see why Jesse was the worst person for Darcy
couldn't
ever.
Couldn't have been worse.
Cuz more than Tom, more than George, whatever. Well, I think her and Georgie are bad. But Jesse literally can't be in his emotions, and Darcy is nothing but.
All emotion, yeah.
Nothing but, and she needs that.
So they are meeting.
But
we meet
your daughter, Violet.
We see the mom, and he's like, now, you guys.
Even mom, you could tell she's like, honey, what are you doing?
Well, he's like, he's very handsome, but the mom wanted to say, there's nothing there. But what I thought, and I've talked about this before as a child, when I was a child, I was often asked to hug adults that I did not know, and it really bothered me. Mm-hmm. Even as a child, this was awful. Asking that child to hug a man who's not related to her.
Well, but if you notice when Jennifer picked her up, she hugged Jennifer, but then she reached for Jesse, and I went, oh no, has Jennifer been telling her that this is like
your dad
number two?
I'm just saying, y'all, don't make your kids hug people they don't know.
No, don't.
It's just, don't. Or like, and I, because I, with my niece and nephew, they know me.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes even with that, I'm like, I'm back here twice a year. Yeah, we talk on video. We talk on Skype. And
I think boundaries for touching goes anyway, whether it's family or stranger.
Just remember that, y'all, especially if your kids seem reticent. Just remember, you don't have to hug Uncle Phil.
I mean, I don't have kids. It would be, though, maybe I would, but I feel like when it comes to
I think you would. I'm like, go hug your aunt so-and-so.
No, I wouldn't say that, except for I would probably sit them down when they're old enough and say, look, one day you're going to understand and have, part of you is going to love me, and a lot of you is going to resent me, and I get under your nerves more than anyone because I'm your parent. And that's why you'll understand one day, go hug your grandmother. Because if I told my mother, hey, little Katie, we're just working on her boundaries where she doesn't have to hug people, my mother would say, oh, that's bullshit. I'm her grandmother. I mean, what would your mother say if you said, Mom, she doesn't want to be hugged right now, and your mom hadn't seen your child in a year, and she came home for Christmas? What your mother, the whole trip, when she finally would get around her, she would say to your little 6-year-old granddaughter, well, I guess you finally like me now. You let me hug me. I was wondering if you even loved your grandma.
I agree. I had more problems with men, having to hug men.
Don't now. That got cured.
Strangely, yes. Especially when my clothes are off.
Especially if they're just like hugging him and hunching him hunching over him like a caveman turtle.
I love especially really, really tight hugs.
Yeah, exactly.
I love those.
Yeah. Yeah. AKA choking. That's not hugging, Poodle. Choking.
That's just a little tenderness when they squeeze.
Anyway, but yes.
Squeeze a little more.
Thank you for bringing that up. I agree.
I was appalled.
I love that on cue, someone just sent you a dick pic on Scruff.
I was appalled at when he's like, can I have a hug? And if I was as little Poodle would have said, no.
And you should support that, y'all. Support that. I just want to say this. I kind of got a feeling from the mom. Jennifer has put her through the ringer.
Totally.
Y'all, she's been a wild party girl. And her mother, she's just like, because when she said she just needs I just need some stability in her life. And mom's like, great.
Mom
here
is
we go
so
again.
Tired.
She is tired.
I guarantee you, the mom is basically like the second parent to that child.
Exactly.
100%.
Also, something happened midway through this segment, y'all, where there was a switch and something happened with continuity. With Yennefer's hair?
Oh, yeah. I saw that, too.
And she's wearing the worst fucking Dollar General wig ever.
Something either...
She probably either dyed her hair blonde or...
That's what I was thinking. Either that or they just... It could be a wig, but it was
watch it again.
Okay.
I noticed
the style change.
No, it's a full-on... What are the wigs that you like? What's the brand? from Amazon that you get. What's her name?
Oh, it's a full on
not Vicky,
Vivica Fox.
I was gonna say Vicky Lawrence.
It is the Vivica Fox collection.
It is a Vivica Fox collection wig.
No, you can get those for about $20.
That's Poodle's wig. You should get them to sponsor.
They're not nice. They're a little disposable, but
sometimes you need that.
If you want a good, yeah, especially because if you get stains on it for certain reasons.
Or if somebody's trying to chase you as you're running out of their hook, running from a hookup with their wallet, and they grab your hair, they'll just get the wig.
Yeah, and it's great if you're trying to impersonate a woman, but it's kind of a mock-off. Impersonate someone's wife.
Which is exactly how Yennefer looks with this wig. I need you to go back and watch that, or assist me to post it in the Facebook group.
I did notice the style change, but I was more interested in watching Jesse's face, just trying to figure out how do I relate to child?
How do I relate to child? Yeah, he's, you know, the producer says to him, do you think this is happening too fast? And Jesse says, like, oh, he's on
That's an interesting question.
No. He said, I love that question.
I love that question.
He's so trained. It sounds like he is always talking to people at an Embassy Suites convention hall about the newest advancement in implant dental care.
And it's because he knows nothing about vulnerability.
Nothing.
He can't be himself because he doesn't know who that is. There is no self for Jesse.
Yes. And the thing is, even if he said, ooh, that's a question to think about. Even if he said that.
But I love that question.
And then he makes this face where you're like, no, you don't. You don't love that question.
No.
This is what Darcy was so confused about. She was saying, you tell me you love me. But then she knew underneath that, like,
there's nothing.
He didn't. And it wasn't the way his reactions.
It's so interesting.
I really have empathy more for her.
He is one of the people. It's not that I think he's. I do think he's a dangerous person. But he's a person that scares me because there is no there. It's just empty.
Yeah.
I can't figure someone like that out.
And then you can't. Yeah.
And I don't think the weirdest thing is why I don't think he's as dangerous as a lot of other sociopaths are is I don't think he has the impulse in him to wreck as many people's lives.
I don't think he doesn't seem malicious.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem violent.
He's in it for himself.
It seems like a selfish yes.
Yeah.
That is a difference.
Yeah. Because there are some sociopaths who just want to just create carnage everywhere they go. Exhibit A, Christine Quinn from Selling Sunset.
Boy, she showed her colors this last episode.
Ooh.
Y'all, that last episode was good.
You're on this level of Patreon, so if you're not watching Selling Sunset, what are you doing with your life?
And if you're hearing this 3 or 4 months later on the free feed, then go back and watch.
Go back and join our Patreon.
Which, by the way, that reminds... this is a Patreon, but y'all, we just dropped episodes on our free feed of 90 Day in Paradise.
Yeah, Love in Paradise.
Love in Paradise. So
Caribbean Love.
Caribbean Love, yes.
We got Ariana and Sherlyn.
Which they've already heard because they're on Patreon, but it's on the free feed now.
Yeah. Oh, I guess it's not worth it to do a commercial.
We'll talk about it in the
Never
free
mind.
Feed.
Never mind.
We
get confused.
What else do you have about them?
I just thought it was...
I don't have much more.
It just kept feeling, I wrote down, these are two people who, number one, they don't know each other, trying to play at family. I said playing the game of life. It is going through the motions. It's that kind of thing where, and I'm saying this in a way, but it's like when some of my students with autism and learning disabilities that I used to have, where one of the therapy things, because they just did not have the... They did not have the emotional vocabulary to either hug someone or would say, all right, now be on your own stage. Can you turn and speak to them like you're speaking to them? It's just not how – that was not there for them.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a learned behavior. And it was difficult for them to learn. Mm-hmm. These are two adults who are not people with autism or people with disabilities who are just empty. It's vacant.
I agree. It's vacant.
But it's like when we would say –
But then the only time we feel like they're quote unquote alive when we see them on this episode is when they're angry.
Exactly.
That's all they're allowed to
have. That's all they have.
Because I don't think Jesse's violent, but Yennefer, I think, is violent. In a way, I'm more scared of her.
Well, she's also, She's also, you can tell when she didn't get what she wanted.
Yes, yes.
It could be scary.
When she's not the center of the universe.
So,
and Jenna, she even says, like, do you yourself being a dad? He's like, oh, yeah, I just, you know, I want to have the right time. And he's like, wow, this is day one, and I'm meeting her mom and her daughter.
He does give her some presents from Russia, but...
He does.
And Yennefer, of course, goes, that really means a lot, gifts.
Exactly. But do you know how he said, instead of him saying, wow, this is a red flag that I'm meeting her daughter in one day, he says, it's so special that she can open up to me and in the first day have me meet her daughter. Y'all, no. Love bombing.
Yep. Worse than that. Child bombing.
Child bombing.
The second day.
All right. If you're listening on the free feed, we're going to take a commercial for when it drops. But for the rest of you, we're going to keep going.
Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk-forward.
Junk-forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk-forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right, and you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... The Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Oh, snap. It's time, y'all. It's time.
Snip, snip.
I told you, I'm going to keep saying, I told everyone that Natalie would be a gift on The Single Life, and I was
You have been right.
Where
you have been proven
pillow?
Right.
Where is it, pillow? You're
never going to get to hold it. Sorry. That pillow is mine.
I think you lost it.
It should burn you when you hold it.
Did you leave it at the live show?
No, it's here somewhere.
I got that for you as a present. I paid someone on Etsy to
still not yours
to stitch that together, and you lost
it. Not made of your
just
essence.
Thrown away.
It should burn your skin.
What?
Even when you're right, you're not right.
I know. That's Poodle. That's Poodle right there.
Oh, I need to get you a shirt that says, but even when I'm right, I'm not right.
And coming from someone, when I'll say, Poodle, I feel like you want to be right. And he's like, no, I don't want to be at all. And then the lightning crashes above and I move away. But that's all right.
Anyway, where were we?
Natalie.
So it is the second date with Johnny. And she's like, we're going to Turtle Hospital. What?
Okay.
Soon as she said Turtle Hospital, mm-hmm. I just pictured turtles in those old timey nurse hats.
Well, we're going to have you in here for surgery. I know you have a 20% chance of survival.
I really do see
Give it to
hat.
Me straight. doctor.
Just walking on their hind legs, yeah, like Ninja Turtles.
Bringing in like the food, hospital food, but it's just like flies.
I just imagine an emergency and the turtles doing the
really
the
slow
the electro things, but it, not in time.
Two, three.
Clear.
Takes a couple of minutes.
I'm sorry, doctor.
He's
expired again.
This is so stupid. But that was what I thought of. I immediately went to a turtle in a nurse hat.
I enjoy that.
And a turtle orderly.
Yes. Just a turtle vlogging around giving you chocolate milk.
This is just stupid.
It's stupid.
It's, yeah. There's, of course, a turtle coroner in the morgue.
Oh for sure. For sure.
Anyway.
Do they get into a freezer or do they just put them in their shells?
They just retract when they're done. Okay. I could completely... This is a pilot I need to write. Turtle Hospital. An animated pilot.
Oh.
But it'd be sad because all the turtles would die because nothing would happen quickly.
That's true. So anyway. Today I go on my second date with Johnny.
We also need to mention, she's like, I love animals. I miss my pet rat, Pulya.
But he also wanted to be free, like me.
So he ran away.
He ran in the bush.
Y'all, what happened was Natalie took a box with the rat and just flung it into a field.
Yeah. She just let the door open. She's like, go, I don't.
Pulya, go and be free. Pulya.
Whoa, Pulya, whoa.
And what happens, y'all?
Pulya, drive. Run away, Pulya.
What happened to Pulya about 10 seconds later was a hawk got Pulya. It's what happens when you take animals that are raised to be in captivity.
Yeah.
They don't know. Now, or Pulia's Mike's cat dead. Ate Pulya.
Yeah, Pulya's dead, y'all.
I don't want to make this rough for any animal lovers.
I don't want PETA to come at 90 Day Fiancé, but that rat dead.
Pulya is gone.
It's gone.
Y'all need to make your peace with that.
Yeah.
Pulya is not somewhere enjoying the woods of Scream.
No. Not hugging a tree.
No.
You know, he's
Pulya was fed to hawk babies.
Mike's horrible and he's a shit and I really can't stand him. But God, you watch her and a part of you does go, what were you thinking?
A part of me has now, he was terrible and gaslit the fuck out of her. But part of me says, boy, you're better off.
Oh, much better off. Way better off.
So anyway, we are going to the turtle hospital. And Johnny has decided to wear a different kind of hat than a fedora, but no. He's still a human fedora.
He picks her up. He holds his arm out for her to take, and she just keeps walking.
He's hopeful for a kiss, y'all.
I'm hopeful for a kiss, and they're driving in the car, and he's like, I'm happy to come on this date. Yeah, she's just, you know, you're a tough cookie. Tough cookie.
And she and her in the moment. She's
what
like,
what does that mean when a man tells you you're a tough cookie?
You're cold, and I'm going to find a way to get in your pants.
See, yes. And so, y'all, if a man tells you you're a tough cookie,
he's going to want to bang you.
That means he doesn't like your boundaries.
That is very true.
And he is not probably going to want to respect them.
That is
and
very true.
If he says you're a tough cookie, date someone else. Although,
it also means that. You should feel bad for making me work so hard just to be nice to you, to touch you, to kiss you.
Yes. Has anyone ever told you you're a tough cookie?
On the daily. But for different reasons. I'm more of a soft, warm cookie when it comes to the bedroom. But
uh-uh. No thanks.
It's all cut and bake up in there.
It's not Toll House with Poodle. It's Ho House.
Ho House cookies.
When one bite isn't even close.
Get out of there. That's just Ho House cookies. I hope someone just pulled up a Chick-fil-A with this conversation.
It's true.
God.
And they just said, do you want a cookie with that?
You go, can I have a whole house?
Can I have a whole house?
I was saying whole house.
Oh, I like that. Oh, that's better.
I hate you. Well, you can't even. Oh, let's move on. I can't even. So anyway, I liked when Winter in the moment, she's like, you know, my marriage with Mike is fucked up situation. And I thought that could have been, that is fucked up situation is the subtitle of this season.
Subtitle. And so when she says, she's like, I'm married, actually. But then she says,
no, I mean, I am married. But is that the problem?
And he goes, well, it could be. She's like, I'm separated. Undocumented,
like,
married.
He's like, yeah, that could be a problem.
And then as soon as Johnny that quickly says,
oh,
yeah, it is what it is, you know, and I think it's in the past.
And then he's like,
you know what?
Like, okay, yeah.
It's time, y'all. I think it's time for something we like to call reality gay single life theater.
Single life theater. Didn't like that ending, but you know what was really good? When everyone did it the live show and it worked because they did it right.
Except for you. That last note was off.
Because.
Well, you started so low.
Because.
I didn't know where to.
It's early morning.
Yeah.
Because they know what it's supposed to be, and people did it at the live show and it was perfect. And they weren't trying to just get with, they weren't trying to get at me like
no,
you're
wasn't.
Always trying
I just,
to.
It was low. You threw me off. Okay. Yep. And I'll be playing the role of Johnny. Poodle will be playing the role of Natalie. And where am I going to start? Okay. And action.
So, you know, you. So I'm married. But we are separated.
It's in the separated.
You know people who.
I have some girlfriends.
Oh, girlfriend?
No, when I say. Oh, wait, hold on.
What?
When I say girlfriend.
Your girlfriend?
When I say girlfriends, I mean. Women I'm not fucking.
Oh, but you know them.
No.
You like these women.
I don't know their bodies. I don't know their emotions. We're just friends. They're friends that are girls.
I don't like things.
Friends with boobs, but I don't touch their boobs.
Oh, okay.
Friends, I don't soak with them. Just friends. Just women who I know.
Lesbian.
And I have. Nope, they're not lesbians, but they're.
I'm confused.
Okay, well, anyway.
So you not want to be with this girl?
Nope, I don't. You know what? Yeah.
I don't understand.
They're ugly. That's it. Do you understand that?
Yes, that
okay,
I understand.
Okay.
No, so, I am beautiful. They're ugly.
Yeah, that's
so
okay.
Yes,
I knew that.
I'm goddess.
So, yeah. So, you know, they just don't want to deal with the paperwork. So they're still married. So, but they're separate. So. Bro, it's all good.
Oh, okay.
It's all good. Let's rub your leg.
Oh, okay. No, I would rather not do that.
Oh, what's that car pulling out in front of us?
Oh! Oh! Ah! Drive! Oh. Drive!
Oh. Oh, fuck! Snap! Whoa!
Who snap?
Snap?
What snapped in car? This is like back in Ukraine.
Snap!
Cable car accident.
Okay, this is a snap. You know, snap is like when something goes, something like surprise you,
no,
it goes awry. It's like when you say, oh shit.
So it's like fuck. It's like fuck.
Yeah, you kind
of. Like, oh,
like,
fuck.
You say, oh fuck. You know, like
oh, what the snap?
Yeah.
What the snap?
I don't, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to say that now. What the snap?
You say, I don't give a fuck.
Is that the way to do it? Yeah. I don't give a snap?
Yes. Yes.
I don't give a snap.
All right.
Snap you.
That's, you know, just eat your Doritos.
You like my baby food?
And scene.
This bitch is eating baby food, by the way, too.
Okay, Sissy Georgiana sent us a message.
I noticed
about this.
It too.
And I know it's.
I think it's applesauce.
It's applesauce, but it's the whole. She's eating Doritos. And just in
the
car,
the Doritos.
Oh,
yeah.
She's eating Doritos when because she was you were riding down and just mesmerized because that's when she was holding the Dorito, going, oh snap,
oh
snap.
Okay.
She's eating Doritos.
It's very Steven with a V.
So they got some type of like they stole some child's Lunchable.
But
the fact that he's still after that, they get out of the car and he says, "I hope I get a kiss again." And I went, "Who
with
wants
Dorito
to kiss
breath.
Someone with Dorito breath?"
But y'all, those little things, those are made for children.
But that's 101. Little... You know when you would go to a party in like 6th or 7th grade and people were starting to make out? And if you were there with your girlfriend...
You don't eat
whatever,
Doritos.
You wouldn't eat Doritos.
I agree. So she has no intention of kissing him.
Y'all, if I'm on a date with you and you see me eating Doritos, nothing happening. We ain't kissing. I might suck your dick. But it's going to smell like Cool Ranch like 40 minutes later.
And you'll thank me.
And you'll thank me.
Anyway, so we, after the snap time,
they go to, it's y'all, it's not a turtle hospital.
It's a turtle sanctuary.
It's a sanctuary aquarium.
They do rehab the turtles.
They do.
They kind of make me go to rehab. I said, no. A drag queen sang that song. Was it that song?
I haven't watched this show
yet. On Queen of the Universe. And I'm telling you, these drag queens can sing.
What network is it on?
VH1? It's on Paramount Plus.
I think it's on VH1 too.
They showed the first episode on
VH1. Oh.
And they can really sing.
I have to give it like...
Some of them can't.
But I have to give it to RuPaul for what they've done to like launch this whole brand of drag queens.
And it feels like more of a pageant than a drag competition.
So it's not American.
But it's a talent competition.
So it's not American Idol with drag queens. Because that's what I thought it was.
It kind of is, but it's better than that. But it's, there's not
a
lot.
Are they all just singing?
Yeah. There is. They say, we're based on this by your WAP, your what you're wearing. Your something about and your performance, but it's
artistic something
like that. So they are, but it's mostly a singing competition.
They have great judges. I bet Vanessa Williams fucking gives it,
and she's great. Leona Lewis, I could kind of give two shits about.
I forgot about her.
And Trixie Mattel, of course, is amazing.
Yeah,
and Michelle Visage. But I was amazed. I got really into it. They'd have a great reveal at the end of the first episode. And Graham Norton is fantastic.
He's the host.
He actually makes good jokes.
I love Graham Norton.
Yeah.
His show's wonderful.
I would say if you like vocal shows, some of them are just, especially, you know, some gay men or queer men, I would say, just have really ridiculously high voices that can go mm-hmm. crazy. There's something almost genetic
yeah.
that happens.
It's like, I want to go see him live.
Sam Harris?
No, he does yeah. sing really. I saw Sam Harris, actually.
Yeah.
Not sing, but I saw him in a book. Y'all, that's a Star Search reference from like fucking 1980.
Three and a quarter stars.
Three and a quarter stars. Billy Gilman has one of those voices.
It's weird, though.
He's and kind of like a little bit of like David Archuleta. David Archuleta is playing in like Bakersfield on like December 7th, and I almost made you go because it's a Christmas concert.
Oh, I love his
and
Christmas songs.
It came
songs.
Out now. I know.
Part of me does want to go to that, but it's going to be
it's like
women,
a 2-hour drive.
Women our mother's age yeah, and gay
gonna,
guys.
We're going to look into it. We might go. I'm just worried of that part of like, will they have mask mandates? Will they have to be?
I'm a little worried of getting gay bashed in Bakersfield.
But
to
David
be honest.
Archuleta just came out. Like, he's gay or bi.
But that's what I'm saying. It's still yeah. Bakersfield.
Maybe he'll like.
Bakersfield sissies, tell us, is it safe?
It's not Bakersfield. I'll have to look it up. I want to say Bartlesville, but that's Oklahoma.
Barstow?
No.
That's far.
I don't know.
This is riveting. This whole conversation.
True. It's
when
true.
We don't know a lot of details and we just say things.
It's
my
true.
Favorite thing
it's
we
true.
Do.
It is Poodle's favorite. It is favorite.
Just no details and then we say inaccurate things.
Maybe.
Maybe
we do.
Anyway, they're at the turtle rehab place and y'all, Johnny's so sweaty.
Oh my God. He's playing the troubadour in West Hollywood.
We tried to book the troubadour for a live show. David Archuleta booked the troubadour, and we couldn't.
In February.
I think he is a star,
we're
though.
We're going. I was trying to like...
Is it Christmas, singing Christmas stuff?
I can't find this link. That's why I'd be outdated.
I don't
know what's happening.
I'm not interested in seeing him unless he's going to sing Christmas songs.
I know. I really want to hear...
I don't give a shit.
Oh, here it is. Here it is.
I don't want him to sing his new single.
It is in... Oh, Saturday the 11th.
Where?
San Bernardino.
That's far. It's about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
It's an evening with David Archuleta and the San Bernardino Symphony Orchestra.
Oh.
And it's all Christmas. I think we might have to go. This might be a... There's a Sonic in San Bernardino.
I know. I've been there many a time on the way to Big Bear.
We're going
to
think about this. He's also... This kind of tour...
Boy, it's amazing what you can do. Tell me there's a Sonic nearby. No, we don't have Sonic out here that much.
Because he's playing LA in February, but it's not going to be a Christmas.
I'm not interested.
To give you the level
If he doesn't sing Oh Holy Night, I'm not interested.
It's so good. To give you the level of this tour, guess where he's playing in the Dallas-Fort Worth area? Guess what town he's playing in? Think about it. This is an inside North Texas joke. I'm going to give you one hint. Brusiloff.
Denton.
Richardson.
Oh, yes.
He's playing Richard. Y'all, we used to have to... Sorry, this is a long show. We had to sing... Did you ever have to go down to Richardson and
no,
sing?
No, I never had to go there.
When we did acapella choir, acapella had to go down and sing in Richardson, Texas. We got paid to do this
Brusiloff
gig.
Brusiloff would do that.
Because it was Brusiloff Symphony.
Yep.
And it was always people like Doug LeBrec, who was a very, very flamboyant gay man who sings Christmas songs that old people love. I'm sure he's touring in Branson now.
I wonder if they're he's singing with the Turtle Creek Corral.
No, like, this is under that. Turtle Creek Corral, because they're actually good. He would never sing.
We need to move on.
But I just have to...
At one point, he's saying,
let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. And he's so like, he could be like Gaston in musical theory. Y'all, because Gaston's always played by a gay man. Because Gaston's
real gay. I have a feeling that this, when you see him now, he might be a little aged out.
Maybe. But I'll never forget him going, Alyssa Anderson screaming right now. He said, let there be peace on earth and let it begin. And then he like improvised and jumped up, and there's like a little box that Jesus in the manger in the fake nativity was sitting
shut
on.
Shut up.
On the nativity that Christ was on and stood on it and said, with me. And women in purple hair just jumped to their feet. They're like, Carl, I love him.
Oh, he made the birth of Christ about him.
He did.
You got it, y'all. That is queer commitment.
Queer commitment. Okay, I'm done. I promise.
We have to move on. This show already. It's gonna be an hour long. Y'all, I have a talk with her after every show.
No, you've done this episode too.
No.
Okay.
So he's really sweaty and...
He is sweaty.
And we I'm sure it's hot, but don't wear a shirt that's going to... Wear an undershirt, honey, if you're going to be sweating that much.
Well, there's a plan. He unbuttons his shirt so he can show his body.
Right. So
they're looking at the turtles and Natalie
says... She's like, I feel like a turtle.
As Poodle says, every once in a while, a blind squirrel finds... A blind turtle finds its shell. Because Natalie
like
makes this beautiful metaphor.
Like, I need rehab.
And he's like, huh? She's like, I'm hurt like turtle.
I'm hurt like turtle.
I need time. And she said, and then she said, and good for Natalie for saying it, she said...
But y'all, he's been touching her back the whole time.
And she says...
It creeped me out. Are you bothered when people do that to you? You don't have as many touch issues, but...
If this was a second date...
Yeah.
Would
you say anything about it?
It would be a lot for me. You know what? Kudos to Natalie. I don't know.
Say your boundaries.
I don't know. I would want to say it, but I don't. I know you would. It would take a lot for me to say that.
Yeah.
Because but also would depend on if I knew I didn't like them.
Oh, I would say it regardless. So, because you need to know that.
But I mean,
does not.
I'm saying that in a fucked up way. That part of me would be like, well, if I like them.
Oh, it'd be okay.
Yeah, part of me would say, then that would be okay. But y'all, that's not okay.
It's not okay.
That's my process of, but if I like someone and they like me, I need to let them touch me.
Yeah, and I need to be okay with them overstepping my boundaries.
I'm using that as an example of that some of y'all might have that as well. Yeah. So, but I was that proud of her for just
me
saying
too.
Like, maybe this is an American thing, but we don't do this in my culture. And she said, I'm like turtle. I need my own pool.
Yep.
She wasn't. And y'all, if you're in that
she
place.
She wasn't mean about it.
If you think, I'm going to sound rude. I'm going to sound bitch. Natalie sounded totally lovely.
And
I
guess
have to
what?
Say. That's the one time she didn't sound crazy.
He did not know how to take that.
He said, yeah, okay, yeah.
And he, that's he said, fine. Oh, yeah, I get it, yeah. And
yeah, I get it.
And the next scene, they're walking on the pier, and his shirt is open, because of course it is.
Yeah, and
the water is so blue, and it's even, like your eyes.
And he said, he's already said,
used
you know,
that, by the way.
He kind of hurts when she pushes me away, and guess what? She's not pushing you away. Giving someone a boundary is not pushing them away. It's
no.
telling them what you're comfortable with having them be a part of you.
Why is this pillow here?
I don't know. I moved it away from you. Okay, there you go. See, you're just as off today as me. Okay.
That is not true.
They maybe. Go and get ice cream, and they're getting...
Bitty, please.
Bitty. So they're getting the... And so she, Natalie said, I feel like people in America are very relaxed and easygoing. I'm not that way.
That's a statement.
That's true. It's not. And because they're sitting on a bench, and he says, well, we haven't really talked a lot. You know, like, give me, again, he says, give me an idea, you know, like, why you have the reactions that you do.
Which is saying that your reactions are wrong.
Wrong. You're weird.
Yep.
Something you do is fucked up.
Why are you broken?
Why are you?
Tell me why you're broken.
Tell me why you're broken.
Yep.
And instead of just saying, like, okay, that's cool.
Or the way he could have said this is, so tell me about your last relationship.
And he might not even be doing some of this consciously. I think some men just are so subconscious about, they don't even know they're doing. I agree with you. He maybe was just interested in partly.
But it was how he phrased it.
But it was how he phrased it. But, which I would think that, but then, y'all, so she says, well, I was treated badly by men. She said, and for this, I'm hurt. She just said, I need to heal because I haven't healed yet.
He's like, he destroyed me emotionally.
And then he said, this is when I was like, okay, this guy, when he said, are you going to make me
a bad guy too?
And I was like, oh, and then he says, Let loose. I promise you'll have a good time.
What that implies, you guys, is are you going to make me a bad guy? Means I'm sure that whatever that guy did to you, it's more your fault than his.
Yes.
And because you obviously made him a bad guy. Who knows what he did?
So one of our sissies is listening right now and went, oh, fuck.
Yep.
I just learned about dating from Natalie. But y'all, that's why it's TLC. Well,
And it's what not. What I would say is she didn't, the reaction wasn't the best because it was an emotional reaction, but I think it was probably a trauma reaction.
Oh, that's it. What Poodle's talking about is that he says, come here, just loose up. And he's kind of laughing and he's doing what guys, honestly.
Like someone like Steven with a V would do.
But you also... I think hopefully it's better now in schools, but I remember little boys used to do this. They would like chase girls and tickle them, and it would be okay. And girls would say, no, stop. And then they do it as adults.
Girls did that to me.
You know, I went to our first live show with Poodle, and y'all still did that to him. I thought Poodle was going to get taken home
my body was just yours at that live show.
Y'all felt Woo! Him up and down. And you know what? You paid for it, so that's fine. You paid for it. Fine with me.
Yeah, I felt a little dirty after. But that's nothing out of the ordinary.
But he pulls her, and she kind of squeals, and she full on slaps him.
Yeah, and it was a reaction.
And what freaked me out more is his reaction was just like, he kind of almost laughed and smiled and said, oh, that kind of hurt.
That kind of hurt.
And said, if someone slapped me, I would say, oh, my God.
Yeah, it wasn't a full-on, like, soap slap. But, y'all, she hit him enough to kind of.
But she should have. Well, honestly, I was fine with her hitting him because he already was grabbing her and pulling her. And she said no.
She was taking evasive maneuvers, and that was the way to do it.
And it really was jarring to watch.
I was, and then as soon as that happened, I was very uncomfortable.
Me too.
And I was more uncomfortable with her going into a shame spiral about it.
Yes.
And I wanted her to even trying to say, I'm sorry.
No. And in fact, even when he drops her off, like, y'all, you see Natalie is making that I'm going to kill you face now, where she kind of looks down.
Her vulture face.
But that is, you're right, that is her shame face, and you worry about that. But
she's totally in the middle of trauma.
Yeah. She really is. And he takes her to, there's something we've never heard about Natalie's dad. Something happened.
Or I just think we've never heard about
her growing up, her life, her other husbands.
We've never heard, there was one husband we have never heard anything about.
And she doesn't talk about it. And then, instead of taking the hint,
she's like, I want to go home.
He's like, okay. So he takes her home and he's like, well, I wish this would have gone a little better. She's like, yeah. And he said, can I be a gentleman and walk you to your door? Y'all, he's still fucking trying.
Because he's trying to get a kiss, y'all.
This guy's like fucking date rape walking.
Yeah, it's gross.
He really is. Anyway.
Gross.
Ugh.
Anyway, there won't be another Johnny, you guys. There's not another date. Good riddance to Fedora.
Good riddance, Johnny.
Good riddance.
Who's nothing even close to a gentleman.
No, we hardly knew you, and that's a good thing. Yeah, this guy was bad news.
Ugh.
It's not like we couldn't tell from the beginning, but...
True. Well, the good thing is, the next two people are super short. So, we've got like...
That's true.
6 minutes left. That's it. It's fine, I promise.
Oh, God.
Y'all, because there was a lot of somebody we don't talk about this episode, so...
Yeah, there was.
Let's talk about South Africa! South Africa, my name is Injun. I'm going to say, yeah, I'm from South fucking Africa.
South fucking Africa. Now I'm doing the Scottish one. So he, I wrote down, Sinjin's shirt is too small.
It is. I don't think he ever bought a new wardrobe.
So he's meeting his friend Phil for lunch and talking about him, about the situation he's in with Tania. And Phil's like, have you ever thought about a dating app? And Phil comes off like a salesperson for Hinge.
Hi, have you ever thought about Pickle Finder? Because, you know, it's quality
we're the
matches.
We're the highest rated app on all Razer phones.
All Razer phones. Before that, we had an exclusive contract with BlackBerry. It went great. Just so.
Picklefinder.net.
Picklefinder.available at any Motorola store.
With hundreds of women
Remember
available.
When there was Motorola stores everywhere?
My mother loved her Motorola car phone.
The bag that you hold in a bag? My mother had one too.
Big old antenna on the top of the car.
Yes, a big old antenna
on the
top.
You had to take it off when the car washed. Ah! That's ridiculous.
I remember that. And it wasn't that good.
My mom would say, Chaper, grab the car phone antenna.
Did she use it a lot? So my mom had
one. Yes. All the fucking time.
Oh, we never, because y'all must have had money then, because that phone was so expensive. It was like something like 30 cents a minute.
But no, she used it, but it was the quick, phones were quick, but it was being used to call and know about things. This is before cell phones
I know,
were...
but you had to pay for each... I bet they paid so much they in a did. Phone bill.
Well, also, she was in... Think about what she was doing. In real estate, you have to be available all the time.
It's true.
And there's so many... When my parents would drive, you guys, where I grew up, it's very rural. Sometimes it would take 30 to 45 minutes to get places. So a car phone was really necessary.
Yeah.
And the reception was still shit.
Because, you know, before that, they just sent pigeons.
crows with things tied around their legs.
Exactly. Go, go, go. By the way, one of our sissies says, the guy, the Varus.
Varus.
Varus. He was known as
the spider.
The spider.
I thought I remembered it after
like at 1 in the morning?
Yeah. It's where I normally remember things.
It is. Okay, so.
I screamed, Judy Tenuta!
Judy Tenuta. And you're upstairs and every day we just wakes up.
And it's she's like, used to it.
Here's the deal that Sinjin says, and it's kind of, I get where he's coming from, but he says, you know, the thing with Tania, we're not speaking to one another, even though we're still living together. He said after that last conversation, and he said, the thing with Tania, she wanted to change a lot about me. You know, she wanted me to go to couples therapy. I told her I didn't like therapy. I didn't want to do that. And he said, but I never asked her to change anything about herself. And I went, I don't think he's wrong.
Except for the not having kids thing.
But that mentality is not why you marry someone.
I agree. You're
going to change.
Both people are going to change.
You need to have a knowing, but you're so right. What you said, he is a solidified fuckboy, yep. And he did not want to change it all for her.
No. He's going to go crazy on these apps, y'all. He's going to go fucking crazy.
I like Sinjin Yong. Like, I think he's a fine guy.
I would never want to be in a relationship with him.
Never. You know why? He's quite shallow.
Yeah, I agree.
He doesn't like the thing with, like, not liking therapy. It for some, I know that's a South African, probably, I'm sure, but we've talked about on Blue Dick, South African men and, like, masculinity. I bet you don't talk about emotions, but also, I just want to say, I also think he just doesn't want to get that deep into life.
He doesn't. He is deeper than your average South African guy, I think.
Yes.
Definitely.
But, y'all, Tania talking about emotions is her love. Is one of her languages.
Yeah. She's going to talk about it till it's exhausting.
And she needs someone that will talk about it with her.
He's like, I could date a blonde southern girl or a gothic girl or a nun. Do nuns date?
That's really a horrible gothic girl. South African accent as well.
It's closer than yours.
Mine is very close.
Blonde southern girl? Gothic girl.
Yeah. So his friend...
Which means a goth girl, y'all.
So Phil...
Gothic girl.
Phil, he has a discount code for Sinjin to get on Hitch. And so...
Hinge. You've been out of it for so long.
They should make a dating app called Hitch.
I'm sure that's a marriage app.
Why'd they call Hinge?
I don't know. They all have stupid names. You know that. You can't ask why an app has a name. They're all stupid.
What? There's Tinder. There's
what does that mean?
You want to Tinder the flame.
You don't Tinder anything.
Yeah, you Tinder begins the fire.
No, Tinder is like what starts the fire.
It starts the fire. So the app is
there's no verb.
The app is starting
I guess.
As Jesse would say, the fire of love.
What is Grindr?
You're grinding.
But
I don't know what's Grindr.
I think it's supposed to mean like coffee beans or something.
I thought it was like, somebody told me it's supposed to be like, it's just like basically it's an app that's a meat grinder that just hands out meat.
No, that's not it. I think they were meant to like coffee grinder that people meet.
I don't know.
This is
Scruff
idiotic.
Scruff makes sense.
Yeah.
What are the other ones people, Bumble? What the fuck does Bumble
mean? That's why I just said none of these apps make any sense, and we're still talking about it.
This is y'all better name. Hinge. Why call it Hinge when you should call it Hitch?
Can we stop belaboring this? I'm begging you. No apps make sense. No app names make sense. It's just truth. So y'all,
I'm gonna make an app called FKIN'.
Fucking.
It just shows you what it is.
Please just let me finish this segment. I'm begging you. this is not your Jerry Seinfeld routine. So Sinjin finally says, I'm like a kid who was only allowed to eat vegetables and then broke into the sweetie shop. So y'all, obviously Tania is the vegetables.
She's boiled asparagus.
I was like, yikes. She's going to see that and be really upset.
Yeah, she is. She's going to say a lot on this tell-all. Well, they don't do a tell-all for Single Life.
I don't think so.
Oh, I wish they did on this one.
So, y'all, Stephanie.
This
goes about as well as you would have thought.
This goes about as quick as one of Stephanie's $1,000 farts. By the way, people are really into Poodle's poops. I'm just saying, there's a business model for that. So, y'all.
A day at Dodger Stadium.
Dodger dog.
With served garlic fries and beer.
You could just do. You could have hot dog week. You could go to, what's that, Frenchie or Pinkies?
Yeah, Pinks.
Pinks.
Day at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah. Poodle goes vegan this week.
So, vegan glory.
It's true. So she's on a date with Stephanie. That was yesterday. And
they're going back to Stephanie and Stephanie. They're going back to her house for, quote,
ice
dessert.
Cream. And they're sitting on the bed eating ice cream cones.
Eating Nutty Buddies.
Y'all, A Nutty Buddy is not sexy.
It's not.
And if you're eating with this, maybe a regular ice cream cone, but the Nutty Buddy, there's something about it that just...
But this still reeks of this kind of falseness of Jennifer and Jessica.
It does.
It's the same thing.
It does.
And they just go to her bedroom, which feels... Even then, you know me, I move fast. But even this, like taking these two Nutty Buddies to...
Steph is the one who said, let's go to your bed.
That's when I felt it felt really fake and staged.
It did.
So they are.
She's like, you look really good, Steph says to Stephanie.
I'm calling
Daddy Steph. And Steph says, yeah, you look really good. And Steph says, thank you. I didn't know if I wanted to show boobs or legs. So I went with legs.
And then, y'all, it's still the same thing that Jennifer and Jesse were dealing with. It's all this commentary.
It's all this commentary. Yeah.
And then, can I kiss you? They kiss. And then. She kisses her again, and I don't think there's a lot of chemistry between these two.
No, because then Steph is like, all right, it's getting late.
Well, did you notice that Stephanie says, I could give you a massage, because she's read that in a book somewhere should do that.
Sexual trauma. Why does she... Something has happened to her. She just wants to jump into the physicality so
just
quickly.
To almost get it over with. Like, that's what she wants, you guys. She wants to get her celibacy over with. And that's never going to satisfy her.
And there's nothing, we're sex positive. So there's nothing wrong with like jumping into physical if that's what both of you want to do. However, it's her intention behind it. Because she talks about how she really likes her and wants to date her. But yet, it's not even like with sometimes, it's not even like a whirlwind romance of we're having sex, but we're also sharing all these kind of emotions and... Right. It's not even that.
She thinks that this breaking of her celibacy is somehow going to heal a part of her.
The act of having sex has nothing to do with her emotional celibacy.
Exactly. Nothing. Yeah, it's... And y'all...
And the fact that she's putting this pressure on herself to end this, like, period of celibacy and have sex...
why can't her...
It's her sex coach.
Why can't her sex coach tell her this?
Maybe she has, and they just don't show that because that's low stakes.
I guess.
But a good sex therapist.
But
would.
It just every time. That's why we feel like this is just like a car crash against a wall, with crash test dummies inside. Yeah. It feels that way because we know this isn't going to make it better for her. Because
I don't think it's not a physical, it's different. Like if you have a client or somebody that has like vaginismus or something like this, like it physically hurts them.
Yeah.
But it's all emotional.
Yeah. Oof. And so y'all, of course she says, I got to work later. And then Stephanie's like, I don't understand what happened. She makes it about herself, not the fact that the girl has to drive 45 minutes back into the city and go to work in the morning.
And also, Stephanie, she needs that validation, that physical, sexual validation. So she's like, what if she doesn't like me? Whereas I was like, this was a perfectly fine second date.
Yeah.
You sat on bed, you ate ice cream, you made out a little bit, and then you went home.
It really was the first date, because the first one, they just...
But it's weird, because their first date, they made out in
because
a hot tub.
She was her photographer.
Bathtub, but they made out in a bathtub.
Right.
Were they both in the bathtub naked?
And they'd been drinking.
Exactly.
So...
It's got a lot of blurred lines here.
I think I'm... None of this is going to go good. Couldn't go good.
No.
Unless... She has someone, either a therapist or her coach, sits down with her and has to come to Jesus. I don't think she's going to be able to hear it.
Yeah,
I don't think so. That's why this is a car crash like Jennifer and Jesse, but a very different one that almost is worse. If that's
Stephanie
possible.
Will end up getting in a long term relationship with the guy who is in some type of like. Influencer, YouTuber, entrepreneur, someone who's like into like the show business of things, and it's going to be a man because I don't think she could. Women,
she could compete with women.
Well, there's a bit of that, but I think with women, most women are more comfortable talking about emotions than men. And
yeah, she'll never have to talk about it
if she's with a guy who's like a just like some bro-y. Like Instagram celebrity guy or something like that.
They'll never have to talk about emotions.
Like starting like a new fucking sock company.
They all are like, do socks.
Or like t-shirts.
Or like Lisa Barlow's son, male grooming. Fresh Wolf.
Fresh
Lisa
Wolf.
Lisa Barlow's son. I'm Lisa Barlow's son.
You know, I'm not going to let you do Lisa Barlow if you won't let me do another Salt Lake City.
Maybe.
All right, y'all. That's the show.
I've given you the. I've left the door open, but we weren't doing it this year.
We're not doing. Yeah, we'll maybe do it next year. Y'all go to realitygaze.com for our website. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, Poodle, what's the ways they can tell people about? Or what can they help to do? They can leave a review.
Boy, you fumbled that.
They can leave a five-star Apple Podcast review.
You can leave a five-star Apple Podcast review. We love that. That's my favorite gift for Christmas. Although I tell you a better one. What would make me even more happy, what makes Poodle even more happy, y'all, is if you just tell a friend about the podcast. Tell someone you barely know about gays.
Or an enemy.
Or if there's a terrible, hyper-religious, anti-gay bitch you work with.
Let her know about this show.
Let her know about this show.
Let her know.
Really fuck her.
Yeah, but y'all, just
sharing is caring. Share your queens with others.
Yes.
That's what the season is about.
Sissy sharing.
I don't like that. We're going to retool that.
Yeah, sharing is caring is basic. Everybody said it. We can't say that either. We
no,
gotta
but,
retool.
But I don't like sissy sharing.
Why? We're sissies. Oh, because you've been shared, so it makes you think of just being passed around on a carousel. I get it now. All right, everybody. That's the show.
Lazy Susan.
We call these people lonely hearts, y'all, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you've ever been driving and you hear, oh, snap! Just remember, just, it all else fails.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.